Hello.
Hi, this is Madison. Give me a call back at customer support. Can I get your zip code so I can get it to your account?
59808.
You said 59808.
8808, yes.
And what's your first and last name?
Mary Pat LaForest. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm looking for it.
Okay, sorry.
And what's your address to confirm that account?
3584A Connery Way, Missoula, Montana.
Okay, 1 second, please.
You bet. I do have an order number for you too, if that would be helpful.
Okay, I already got it. So I'm seeing that you ordered a portable vacuum.
I did. So the reason I called is because all I got in return, I got for an order confirmation, is that I ordered just the warranty thing, and I didn't want the warranty thing. It said my whole order was $3.97. So that's why I called, because I wanted the little vacuum.
Okay, so yeah, that warranty is just for, just in case you mess up the vacuum, we can send you another one.
Right, I get that. I just wasn't going to do it, but I mean, I didn't get a receipt or a confirmation for the vacuum. I just got it for the warranty. That's why I called. So you do have the vacuum on order, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, like I said, that isn't what I got on my end, so that's why I called.
Mhm. I do understand that. I'm so sorry about that, and I can keep the account open if you need me to.
Why would I need you to do that? I mean, why would I do that?
You want to close it?
Well, I mean, okay, so I mean, I just wanted to order the vacuum, so I don't want to close it. Then I won't get the vacuum. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, then I'll just leave it open.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, you answered my question. I never do these little things, and I thought this is just a little vacuum, and I want it, so that's why I did it. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Support.
Okay. Yeah. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Bye.
Bye-bye.